Hello, welcome to Tweens Talk Touchdowns. I'm Matthew, and this is my co-host, Sky. And Sky, what are we going to be discussing today?
We are going to be discussing the AFC and NFC South divisions. First team we're going to be talking about is the Houston Texans?
Ooh, a very interesting team. At quarterback, they have Deshaun Watson.
And his main threat is going to be to DeAndre Hopkins. He has taken the best overall spot at wide receiver, taking out AB, which made me very sad. I mean, he is amazing, but it still made me sad when AB was taken out. Steelers aren't my number one team, but I've always been a fan of AB. I'm not really sure about the other targets that he has, but that is definitely one that stands out. They also have J.J. Watt at defensive lineman. I know I'm jumping around here. I don't really know the Texans players too well.
They also have Will Fuller, the fifth.
Oh, they do still have him.
Yeah.
Okay, he is a good wide receiver.
And they have Kiki Cootie.
I have no idea.
Kiki Cootie, I think.
I have no idea who that is. But he sounds like a big, scary man, right? Am I right?
Yeah, definitely.
Who do they have at tight end?
I believe Jordan Thomas.
I don't know if he's good or not. I really don't know who that is. And their running backs, I don't think they're very heavy in the running game. I mean, with Deshaun Watson and DeAndre Hopkins hooking up left and right, why should they be?
They have Lamar Miller, though.
Okay, so, they do still have him. Okay, yeah, he is a good running back, and they do use him, but not as much as they do Hopkins. Again, why should they? Hopkins and Watson hooking up a lot for big yardage and big touchdowns. Their O-line.
Not the best. They do have Nick Martin at center. Nothing else really big there, though.
Okay,
offensive line is their worst.
Offensive line is probably their worst attribute to the offense.
Yeah. Deshaun Watson was the most sacked quarterback in the league last year, so definitely.
Oh, wow. Yeah, definitely their weak spot.
Definitely.
Hopefully it was targeted in the draft and free agencies. At defense, they do have the all-pro J.J. Watt. I can't remember if he's a linebacker or a D-lineman, but...
He's a defensive end.
Okay, so he is a defensive end. They also have Jadeveon Clowney.
Very good.
Is he on the D-line or a linebacker?
Linebacker, technically.
Okay, then. So they have a very scary linebacker and a very scary defensive end.
And they also have Zach Cunningham at linebacker.
Yes, he is. I don't really know him too well. I believe they have a very good cornerback, one that really stands out.
I was going to keep talking about the linebackers, but yeah.
What's his name?
Who?
The cornerback. Defensive back. Sorry, not quarter.
Yeah. Justin Reed.
Never mind.
Tayshawn Gibson?
Yeah, I don't think so. His last name is Joseph.
There's a Lonnie Johnson.
Yeah, no, that's not Joseph. So apparently they don't have a stellar defensive back.
Oh, Jonathan Joseph?
Maybe. I'm not sure. Madden might have overrated him. Because I think I had him in Madden 19. If I'm thinking of the right guy. I know his last name was Joseph. And he was wearing a Texans uniform. So it was probably Jonathan Joseph.
Yeah, probably.
But Madden does tend to fail to give out information on who the players belong to and terms of teams.
At linebacker, though, which I was talking about.
Well, at least they do an ultimate team.
Yeah. At linebacker, they also have Whitney Mercilus.
He shows no mercy. He sacks a quarterback without mercy.
True.
Hence his name.
They also have the best kicker in the league last year. So he scored the most points last year. Led the league in points. Kyamie Fairburn. I think it's Fairburn.
I thought Vinatieri was the best kicker in the league.
Well, I mean, you could say that, but this guy had the most points.
Oh, okay. Vinatieri was also very good.
Mm-hmm.
I think we'll get to him later, right?
Yeah, I think we will. So what is your record prediction for the Texans?
We didn't say safeties. Do they have any good safeties, or do we not really care about them?
Well, Justin Reed.
Oh, okay.
And Tayshawn Gibson.
All right, so they do have good safeties.
Yeah, I thought I said that earlier.
Give the Texans 10-6.
Okay, I'll give them 9-7.
Okay, that's pretty good. Playoff worthy, depending on the year.
Yeah.
Jacksonville Jaguars is next,
Yeah, we'll do the Jaguars, I guess.
All right. They picked up Nick Foles.
I wouldn't say they picked up. They signed him to a multi-million dollar
contract. It's the
contract.
Same thing. It's the same thing. I know, they acquired Nick Foles. How is that?
Good.
Okay, they acquired Nick Foles to their team. It was. I'm not going to say it was much needed. Blake Bortles was doing the job for them, but they
not really.
They did need a backup quarterback.
No.
And Blake Bortles is going to be able to fill that position because Nick Foles is going to be starting for them.
Blake Bortles is on the Rams now.
Okay. Well, they still need a backup quarterback now that Blake Bortles has gone to the Rams and Nick Foles is starting for them.
Tanner Lee.
Okay. I don't really know who that is, so he's probably not very good.
No.
At wide receivers, they have something Cole. He made a one-handed...
Keelan Cole,
yes.
He's not very good.
He's pretty good. He made a one-handed catch last year.
He had a disappointing year, I think. I mean, he had that one amazing catch, but he had a pretty disappointing year.
I wouldn't say that. I'd say he's a good wide receiver.
Not their best. They have D.D. Westbrook and D.J. Clark, though. I think they're better than him.
Yeah, might be. I'm not sure. But, yeah, their wide receivers aren't the best in the league, but they...
They also signed Chris Conley.
He was a wide receiver,
yeah,
correct?
He was on the Chiefs. Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so he's a good wide receiver as well. They don't have any all-stars, but you don't really need them, right? As long as you have good chemistry, a nice base, you can make the playoffs.
Yes, they did also draft Juwan Taylor, offensive tackle.
All right. Do they still have Leonard Fournette?
Yes, they do. We'll go on to running back because they don't have anybody super special. Andrew Norwell also at guard. But on O-line, they don't have anybody special. I mean... that running back, though, they do have Leonard Fournette still, but we'll see if he can, because he got injured a bit, and he also got a suspension, a one-game suspension, and
yes,
we were at that game,
yes,
and that was amazing.
That was beautiful.
That was amazing. We went, goodbye.
I thought it was say goodbye.
No, it's goodbye.
Oh. Goodbye. Okay. Anyway, that was very happy.
I'm sorry.
All the Bills fans were
cheering.
Yes.
And singing.
And flipping him off.
Yeah. It was beautiful.
That was pretty beautiful.
It was amazing.
We all loved it.
Yes.
Even the Jaguars fans. No, never mind. They probably hated it.
There were like a few Jaguars fans after the game. The Bills ended up winning. And they were like hiding under their coats. And like their jerseys were like. Eh.
Yeah,
they were
probably.
Running.
Okay, on defense.
Their defense,
I don't think
is
they have anything
amazing.
Too special.
What?
Do they really?
They have like,
oh,
they
yeah,
the best
sorry.
Defense in the league.
Never mind. They had one of the best defenses in the
Wait,
league.
Let's start
I
with
forgot.
Defensive line. They have Oops. Calais Campbell.
I forgot about him.
They drafted Josh Allen in the first round. They have Marshall
Josh
Burns.
Allen?
Yeah, a defensive end.
They have
Another
the same
Josh
name?
Allen. Yep.
That's beautiful.
Yep. Except this guy's black.
Oh, well.
But still.
Our quarterback's not black, is he?
No.
Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah, he's pretty white.
He's like so white. He grew up on
no,
like a...
No, Matthew, just stop.
He grew up
just
on
stop.
A 40-acre
no.
farm in California.
Wow. Okay, who else do they have on
He's
defense?
A country boy. D-line, they also have Yannick Njoku, or however you pronounce his name. He's a solid defensive end. I'm with their linebackers.
It picked up my breath.
Oh, good job.
Okay. At linebackers, who do they have?
Miles Jack.
Oh, I forgot about him. He's really good.
Talvin Smith Sr.
Is he good?
Yeah, he's an outside linebacker. He's pretty good.
Okay, he's... Okay. Defensive backs?
At defensive backs, they have A.J. Boye.
Ooh, yeah, and Jalen
Ramsey. Ronnie Harris.
Sorry, I shouldn't even have asked.
Jalen Ramsey.
For some reason, the Jaguars just completely escaped my mind, and I completely forgot about
and
them.
And D.J. Hayden.
Yeah.
And Trey Herndon. He's okay. At safety, they have Jared Wilson and Ronnie Harrison.
Yeah, for some reason, I completely forgot about the Jaguars' defense, which is really stupid of me, because I, like, knew about A.J. Bouye, or Boye, or however you pronounce his name.
Boye,
and,
like, oh boy. Like, oh boy, but then N-E. Oh boy. That's how you pronounce
and,
his name.
And Jalen Ramsey. I used to know about him, and then I forgot, as well as Campbell. And I can't believe I forgot about them. Anyway, I'll give them
job,
9
Scott.
And 7.
Okay. I'll give them 8 and 8 just for their offense. It's not going to work, I don't think.
Oh, Okay, I'm gonna give him a winning record, but apparently you don't agree. Now we're gonna go on to the Colts quarterback. They have Andrew Luck, of course, Hall of Famer. You know he is very good.
He's not a Hall of Famer.
He's not.
You can't be in the Hall of Fame until 5 years after that you've retired.
Oh, well, I mean, he's going to be a future Hall of Famer. Silly goose.
That, of course, that's what you meant.
That actually is what I meant. Mm-hmm. Anyway, at wide receiver, they have T.Y. Hilton, tight end.
Very good.
Yes. Something Ebron.
Eric Ebron.
At tight end, they have Eric Ebron. And at running back, I forgot.
They have the man.
The myth.
The legend. Marlon Mack. I'm kidding. This is his third year.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm pretty sure he's still pretty okay.
He's pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah. Who else do they have at wide receiver?
They also have Devin Funchess. They signed him from the Panthers, and Jack Doyle at tight end.
But they have Eric Ebron at tight end. Silly goose. Oh, they have both, don't they?
Yeah.
Okay. Eric Ebron made a one-handed catch last season.
Yeah.
For a touchdown. But it's not that impressive because he was wide open, so you know.
Yeah.
You can stop.
There's a tackle called Anthony Costanzo, and there's a sausage place near my house called Costanza's.
Wow, that is quite the coincidence.
So, yeah, on their O-line, though, they do have Quentin Spain, which they drafted in 2018. I think he was a first-team All-Pro in his rookie year. And so that he did pretty well. They have one of the best O-lines in football, though.
Do they really? I don't think you would really guess that.
No, not really, but they do. They have a really solid O-line.
I mean, I haven't really seen them play a lot, so I couldn't say.
I mean, the Bills played them, Friday.
Well, yeah, I didn't watch the game.
Well, actually, two Fridays ago.
Yeah, well, I didn't watch the game, so.
Bandwagon. I'm kidding. There's no bandwagon for Bills fans.
Yeah, I mean, Bills fans is all heart, all spirit. You know, there's nothing good about them, so you can't exactly bandwagon.
And now, also, so under their defense?
The
Colts.
Colts defense, yeah.
So they have a defensive end called Justin Houston, the name of their rival Texans. Houston Texans. Houston, Justin Houston, get it?
Yeah, that's hilarious. thought he was a linebacker.
Nope.
Oh, okay. Anyway, they're
Nobody else on defensive line is special. Linebackers.
Don't they have something Woodyard, or whatever? Or is he on the Titans?
He might be on the Titans.
Yep, he's probably on the Titans if they didn't trade him. Their linebackers.
They have Darius Leonard, and they also have Anthony Walker.
They are both good linebackers, and they do the job pretty well.
Yes, definitely.
They got into the playoffs last year, or they got close to the playoffs?
They went to the playoffs.
Okay, that's what I thought.
They got all the way to the divisional round.
Wow, that's very far.
At cornerback, can we go on to cornerback?
Oh, sure.
They have Pierre Desir. I don't really know much about him.
I don't know much of the Colts at all.
They have Rocky Asin.
Yeah, I don't know who that is either.
He's a rookie.
Ah.
His name's awesome. Rocky Asin.
Hmm.
It's pretty lit.
Yeah.
Safety, they have Clayton Gethers and Malik Hooker.
Okay. So I think I'm predicting that their record is going to be 9-7.
I think they're going to go 12-4.
What?
12-4.
Overrated.
No.
Yep.
They have an they have a solid defense, and they have a great offense, full of young stars and a great O-line.
Well, whatever. Let's go on to the Titans.
Okay.
Marcus Mariota, we all know, at quarterback. He got he was the second all-time, the second ever person to throw himself a touchdown pass. Remember last year or 2 years ago or something? He threw himself a touchdown pass.
It hit against the other dude, and he caught it and he ran. But yeah, pretty much.
It was considered a touchdown pass. Anyway, at running back, they have what's his
Derrick
face?
Henry. Yeah, and Derrick Dion Henry. Lewis, or Deion Lewis.
And Deion Lewis. Yeah, they are both very good. So but, they have well, a, they have a solid running core.
The question is, at the end of the year, who's starting, Marcus Mariota or Ryan Tannehill?
I'm going to go for Marcus Mariota.
Me too.
I mean, Ryan Tannehill wasn't great for the Dolphins and really not a great quarterback in general. I don't think he'll do too well for the Titans.
Yeah.
Especially because the Titans don't really have any all-star receivers. I mean, they do have Delanie Walker at the tight end position. Mm-hmm.
And at receiver, they have Corey Davis, Adam Humphries.
Okay. So they have some good they have two good wide receivers on.
Yeah. Their offensive line, they do have Taylor Lewan, the tackle.
Okay.
Just all that blank. And on defense, though, are you ready to go on to their defense?
Sure.
Defensive line, they have Daquan Jones and Jarrell Casey.
Okay. Casey actually sounds like someone that's good. Like
they also have linebacker Cameron Wake.
Oh, so he's
Wesley
Titans,
Woodyard,
okay.
Like you were talking about earlier.
Yep. He is a good
linebacker. And Rashawn Evans.
I don't know who that is, but Cameron Wake and Wesley Woodyard are very good linebackers.
Mm-hmm. At cornerback, they have Adoree Jackson, Malcolm Butler, and Logan Ryan.
Wow. That's very good.
That's a very solid cornerback core.
Yes.
At safety, they have Kevin Byard and Kenny Vaccaro.
Okay, so their pass defense is pretty much really all-star level. That's, well, I mean, not all-star level, but that is a very solid passing defense.
Yeah, definitely. So what is your record prediction for them?
8-8.
All right, 7-9, just because of the division they're in.
Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense. They do have a tough division. Texans and Jaguars. Well, actually, mostly
and Colts.
Texans
and Colts.
Colts aren't all that.
Well, I said that they were going to go 12-4, so.
I said they were going to go 9-7.
Okay. Bet.
How much?
$5, they're going to make playoffs.
Well, I never said they weren't going to make playoffs.
Bet $5, they're going to win the division.
No, absolutely not. Bet $5. Let's shake on it.
Okay.
We so just shook on it. $5, the Colts are going to win their division.
So I think they're going to win.
I think they're going to lose.
So we're going to look back at this. Sky's going to look back at this and sigh and regret that he ever made this bet, because I pretty much already have $5 right now. The Colts are going to win the division. Easy.
Matthew, I'm going to laugh at you if you go $5 in debt because of this.
I'm not going $5 in debt.
You might. You probably will.
I mean, no.
I mean, maybe. Yes.
That would be funny.
I would. Anyway.
You're going to regret this, by the way. You heard it here
NFC,
first, though. The bet
is
happening. It's your guys. You guys need to remember, and at the end of the season, remind us if we forgot this about this bet. Remind us. $5. I get the $5 if the Colts win the division. He gets
and
the $5.
I get the $5 if they do not.
And Sky would still win even if they make wild card.
Wait, what? Oh, yeah, I will.
Because they would, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I think they could make wild card. So I'm recording this right before we're publishing the episode, and Andrew Luck retired literally 5 hours after we recorded this. So just for the record, the whole bet that we made 5 minutes of, oh, the bet's on, bet. Yeah, that's not going to happen. So the bet's off. So Sky's record is prediction, his new one, is going to be 9-7 still. And mine is 7-9.
But you don't want them to.
No. Jaguars? We already did the Jaguars.
We already did the Jags. We're off to the NFC now.
I want
to
start off with possibly the best team in the NFC? The Saints?
Rams? Saints?
The Rams are in the NFC West.
Okay. Well, the Saints, yes, possibly the best team in the NFL, maybe?
Maybe. We'll see. We'll discuss that sometime.
We will. Actually, me and my friend made a Super Bowl prediction, Saints versus Chiefs. I honestly...
That's not going to happen.
It could.
I don't think it's going to.
Part of the reason I said Chiefs is because I don't want the Patriots to make it. But so, anyway.
They do have Drew Brees, undersized, but he has proven to be a solid starting court.
Not solid, just solid, Matthew.
An amazing starting quarterback.
He's a Hall of Famer. Not well, he yet. Will be. He will be.
You keep saying that players are going to be Hall of
Famer. Okay, anyway. Michael Thomas, very scary wide receiver. Do they still have Ted Ginn? I don't think so. Yes, oh, they do? All right, Ted Ginn
tight end,
and Michael Thomas
then.
Jared Cook, oh, he's a very good tight end.
And another wide receiver, Cameron Meredith?
Meredith, oh, he's also pretty good.
Yeah.
Anyway, Michael Thomas, he's a...
An amazing receiver.
An amazing receiver, yes, one of the best in the league.
Going into his fourth year.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's kind of scary. That's really scary. I mean, almost as scary as Juju. Actually, probably not as scary as Juju.
More scary than Juju. Did
you
know that Zay Jones finished with more receptions than Juju Smith-Schuster?
Really?
Yeah. I have it right here.
Well, that's because the rest of the Bills wide receivers weren't as good
as
him.
No, they were. Robert Foster.
They're not as good as Zay Jones.
Isaiah McKenzie?
Not as good as Zay Jones.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's why Zay Jones
still,
had the most.
Did you still? Yeah, but it's the Bills.
True.
Zay
True.
Jones, and that means that Zay Jones is better than Juju. Ha!
Yeah, sure. Let's say that. Okay. The Saints defense. Well, they have Mr. Apple.
We haven't done their offensive line or their running backs.
No one cares about the O-line,
Alvin
Matthew.
Alvin Kamara
and somebody
He's
else,
amazing.
Right?
He's entering his third year. Wow.
That's really scary.
Defensive line. Malcolm
I mean, I think when Butler gets to that old, he's going to be so much better than Kamara.
Who?
But I meant Barkley.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Not Butler. Sorry.
I was like, Malcolm Butler? He's already that old.
Yeah, I know.
They do have, on defensive line, Malcolm Brown, Marcus Davenport, Cameron Jordan, and Sheldon Rankins.
Mmm.
Solid.
Yes, solid. That's a sack party right there.
And at linebacker position, they have Alex Anzalone.
I thought it was Alonzo.
No, that's Kiko Alonzo.
Oh, that's the same thing. And is Apple a safety or a linebacker?
Eli Apple's a cornerback.
That's the same thing as a safety and a linebacker.
So on to the cornerbacks, I guess.
Have Apple.
Eli Apple, yep.
Apple!
They have Marshawn Lattimore.
Ooh.
I think he's a little overrated, but yeah.
No, he's not. He's amazing.
Not as good as Tre'Davious White.
Not Matthew.
Stats show it.
Fine, whatever. Marshawn Lynch is better. I mean, Marshawn Lattimore is better.
Marshawn Lynch is better. Yeah, sure.
Whatever.
Marshawn Lynch is like the best
thing.
Cornerback in the
NFL.
How
about safeties?
They have Marcus Williams and Von Bell. Nobody super special. Decent, but not great.
Yeah, but their linebackers are very good, and their cornerbacks are very good.
Mm-hmm. Definitely a solid
As well
team.
As their amazing offense.
So, record prediction.
12-4.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that 12-4.
Next team. How about Falcons? Or okay. Buccaneers.
Okay, Buccaneers works.
Quarterback, they have Jameis Winston.
Mm-hmm.
Not the best, but you know, he is a decent quarterback. They at their wide receivers, they have Mike Evans.
And Chris Godwin.
Oh, Godwin's good, but not as good as Mike Evans. Evans is very good.
Tight end, they also have O.J. Howard.
Oh, O.J. Howard. Okay, yes, I know who he is. I have him in Madden.
Good job, Scott.
Or no, I don't have him in Madden, but I know who he is. Or no, I do have him. No. Maybe I don't. I'm not sure. Maybe I was trying to get him, but I didn't get him. I don't think I did get him. Okay, so I don't have O.J. Howard.
Okay, but you know who he is, so that's a success.
Running back,
Peyton Barber. So decent.
Yeah.
Not great. Decent. That's like their only good running back.
I don't know who that is.
I'm not surprised. He hasn't been in that many Madden promos, so I wouldn't expect you to know who he is.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You need to learn football.
I do know football, silly goose. That's why I play Madden.
You need to know more football. You need to know the players.
I do know some of the players.
You need to know more of the players. You need to know all the players.
I don't need to know all the players.
Okay.
On to their defense. Not very good.
Defensive line.
Oh, star. No, sorry.
Via Vita?
Yes, that's who I was talking about.
347 pounds has him listed on this.
That's big.
Mm-hmm.
Who else?
Carl Nassib and Bo Allen, so nobody special.
Yeah. How about linebacker?
Shaquille Barrett. Devin White is, I think, he's pretty good. And Levante David and Dione Buchanan. He's perfect for the Bucks. Buchanan.
Wow. How about safety?
They have Justin Evans at safety. Oh, there's
and?
And Mike Edwards.
Alrighty. I have no idea who those are. My record prediction.
We didn't do cornerbacks.
All right. How about nobody cornerbacks special. Next?
What's your record prediction?
Alrighty then. 6-10. No, nope, okay. 7-9.
No, okay. I think they're going to go 3-12. Or not 3-12. 3-13.
That's pretty harsh. Alrighty. How about on to the Falcons? Quarterback, Matt Ryan, wide receivers, the all-pro Julio Jones, and so they good. Have... Okay, thank you. They also have Sanu Sr. They also have something Ridley, I believe.
Calvin Ridley, yep.
Calvin Ridley. And at running back, they have Devontae Freeman. And who else?
They have Ido Smith and Kenjin Barner.
I don't know who those last two are.
That's okay.
But I do know Devontae Freeman is very good. And I used them on my friend. I did a saucy spin move this one time.
Tight end, they also have Austin Hooper and Luke Stocker.
Hooper's slow, though. That's why I don't like him.
Yeah, but he's really good.
Yeah, blocking, true. Especially. But he's really slow, so I don't like to use him against you.
He works good in their scheme.
Okay, yeah.
We need to play Madden after this.
No, I'd rather play Minecraft.
Rock, paper, scissors.
No, Minecraft.
Fine, okay. Anyways, thank you. Their defense.
Or magic.
Okay, anyways, their defense. At defensive end, they have Vic Beasley and Tack McKinley. What a name.
Wow, he's probably very tacky.
At tackle, they have Grady Jarrett.
You're not even going to give me any credit for that.
And wow. Jack Crawford. Grady Jarrett's an amazing defensive tackle.
He is.
At linebacker, they have...
Never heard of him, though.
Devondre Campbell. He is. I've never heard Campbell. Of him. They have to... Yep.
Oh, hang on. I know this one. He's really good, right? He's a middle linebacker. He's really good.
You can do it. He's an all-pro.
I forgot his name. Don't tell me. He plays for the Falcons. He's a middle linebacker.
He figured it out. He plays for the Falcons.
Don't tell me. I can do this.
You can do it, Scott. Sky.
I can't do this. Scott. Tell me.
Deion Jones.
I should have known that.
Yeah, you should have.
Okay, they also have Deion Jones at middle linebacker. Look at that, I did it.
Defensive backs, they have really solid defensive backs.
Like who?
Desmond Trufant and Isaiah Oliver at cornerback.
Trufant's very good. I'm not sure about Oliver, though.
Yeah. Oh my gosh! They have somebody named J.J. Wilcox. Our neighbor's name is J.J. Wilcox.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's saucy.
Actually, he's like a 5-year-old.
Oh.
But still...
Wow, maybe the 5-year-old will. Yeah, no, probably not. Never
at
mind.
At safety, Keanu Neal and Ricardo Allen.
Alrighty.
So, what's your record prediction?
12-4.
Okay.
Nope, 11-5.
Okay. They have a good team on paper. I don't know how they'll play. I'll give them 7-9. Better than they did last year.
What? Better Wait, what did they get last year?
Like 6-10.
That's pretty bad.
Maybe 5-11, I'm not sure. Yeah.
Who's the next team in that division?
How about the Panthers? I think this is our last team.
Alrighty then. Yes, it is. Panthers, Cam Newton, starting QB.
Well, he had an injury last year. And I'm not sure how he's going to be able, if he's going to be able to play. Nobody's really sure if he's going to be able to play this season. He hasn't played yet in preseason.
Okay, well, if he is able to play, he can scramble away from pressure. He can throw the ball, obviously.
Can we talk about their backups, though? Kyle Allen. Alrighty. This is going to be his second year, I think.
Okay. Okay.
So, I think he was an undrafted free agent last year. And Will Greer, they drafted him, I think, in the second round. He'll be a rookie.
Alrighty, so 3 QBs?
Yeah, I think 4, but one's injured, I think.
Oh, okay.
Other than Cam Newton.
Yeah. At running back, they have Christian McCaffrey.
Very good, very good.
Yes, he is. I had him in Madden. I threw an interception, and then I hit stick somebody with him, and they fumbled the ball. But I was really sad because the ball went out of bounds, so I couldn't get it back.
That's funny.
Shut up. No, it's not. It made me sad.
They have wide receiver DJ Moore, Curtis Samuel, and Torrey Smith. And at tight end, they have Greg Olsen, who's a very good tight end.
Oh, yes, he is. I don't know if he's as good as... No, he's better than Delanie Walker, I'd say.
Yeah, probably. At O-line, though, they have Greg Little at tackle.
Well, he's probably not very little if he plays football.
No, he is 6'5".
That's taller than me.
310 pounds.
That's more than twice as much as I weigh.
And he's a rookie.
Oh, God.
He can only get fatter, boys.
Wow.
As center, they signed
Matthew. I want him to hear you say that. I'm gonna watch him knock you out.
Okay, bet.
You think you can take him?
No.
A 310-pound man. He's 6'5", and he plays football.
I might be able to run faster than him.
Yeah. No.
Also, I didn't offend him. I just said he can only get bigger. That's good. That means he's smaller. It's good.
But you said that he's only gonna get bigger.
No, I said he can only get bigger. And yeah, because, like, muscle bigger. Anyways.
You said fatter, actually.
No. Well, okay, fine, but you get the idea. The center, they signed Matt Paradis from the Broncos. He did break his leg last year, but that's just a minor technicality.
Yeah, wow, breaking a bone, just a minor technicality, right?
It's football, and it's... What team were we discussing again? Oh, yeah, it's the Panthers, so it's fine. At defensive line, they have... It's me, Mario! No, they have Mario Addison and Brian Burns at end, defensive end, and Dontari Poe. He was on the Chiefs last year.
Poe, like in Kung Fu Panda?
Yeah.
Oh, that dude's lit.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, anyway.
Linebackers,
let me say, Luke Kuechly. It's Kuechly.
It's Kuechly.
Kuechly, Luke Kuechly, all pro linebacker. He's absolutely amazing. He's a big, scary man. His jersey fits him, unlike Alonzo's jersey. If you watched our last episode, you'll understand that.
If you listened to our last episode.
Yeah, same thing.
I mean, you could just stare at the screen with our logo on it the whole time. Well, I mean, our logo's fun to look at. Yeah. Do you guys like our logo? I designed it myself.
It's pretty. It's beautiful.
I spent like 4 hours on it because I don't know how to use my photo-making software.
Wow. Okay, who else do they have at linebacker?
They have Shaq Thompson as well.
And safety?
Rashawn Golden. And Eric Reed.
Oh, he is very good. Cornerbacks.
Dante Jackson.
And?
Corn Elder.
Wow. So is he like a tall corn stock or whatever it's called?
Because then it would be Elder Corn. Like, he's the Elder Corn. Like, all corns look up to him. Bow down.
That's beautiful.
And listen to him. When they need advice, they go to him. So, Sky.
He's a very big ear. You get it because of ear.
Yeah,
of
he hears very well. he always gets those pre-snap plays. Even way back at his cornerback position, he gets the middle linebacker calling those pre-snaps.
Yep, he does.
Big ears. Okay, anyways.
Wow.
You don't actually have big ears, but...
Keen ears.
Keen ears, yes. Very keen. Clean? Keen.
Keen.
Keen ears. Anyways, Sky, what's your record prediction for the Panthers?
10-6.
I think it depends if Cam Newton plays. If he doesn't, which I don't think he will for a bit of the season, then I think if he doesn't play, they're going to go 4-12. But if he does play, they'll go 7-9, 6-10 or 7-9.
Alrighty then. This is Tweens Talk Touchdowns.
No, I say that. So this is Tweens Talk Touchdowns. Don't forget to go on iTunes and leave us a 5-star rating and share with your friends and family if you enjoy this podcast. Anyways, I'm Matthew.
And I am Sky.
And this is Tweens Talk Touchdowns. We'll see you in the next episode.
No, you'll hear us in the next episode.
You'll hear us in the next episode.
See ya.